Ignition. Chapter 1. The Vision. Open your eyes. You look at the alarm clock and feel relieved that you don't have to struggle through another early morning. You hear the sounds of your spouse and kids in the kitchen making breakfast, so you throw on some clothes and go in to join them. They welcome you by jumping on you with a big hug, and you help your spouse with the remainder of breakfast. You all eat breakfast together. You can't remember the last time this happened, so you cherish how good it feels and how lucky you are to be alive. Okay, now hurry up. You'll be late for school, your spouse says to the kids. Oh yeah, you think, as you remember it's not a weekend, but actually a normal weekday. You help your kids to get ready, then join your spouse in the car to take them to school. As you reach the school, you look around the yard and see stressed out parents everywhere, late for work, late for appointments, late for today's full schedule of activities they'd rather not do. They look at you, wondering how you could afford a nice car when they never see you stressed out or late for work like them. You kiss your kids goodbye, then you take a detour to have a spontaneous trip to the beach with your spouse. After all, you have a relaxed schedule and nowhere to be. You both chat over a cool drink, laughing and joking about old memories and making new ones. Soon it's time to head home, so you drive back and start your working day. But this isn't any normal working day, as you can work whenever and wherever you like. So you grab your laptop, relax in your backyard as you soak up the nice weather, and press the on button on your laptop. First, you check your emails. Overnight, you received 17 notification of payment emails from your payment processor in various amounts, including $27, $37, $97, $497, and even a few at $3,000, and add them to the sales folder inside your inbox. You're thankful to receive this money, as every transaction is a sign of helping somebody around the world. Then you sort through and reply to the other emails, ranging from interview requests, to newsletters from people you admire, to questions from your students located around the world. After spending around 30 minutes doing this, you're dog sits next to you for attention, so you playfully rub both sides of his face while baby talking to him. Okay, back to work. Next, you check your to-do list, categorized into today, this week, and long-term goals. You focus on the task to write a blog post on a topic you've had a lot of questions about recently. But then after logging in, you realize it's already been written by your assistant. Nice work, you tell him via email. Suddenly, you are interrupted with a notification informing you of another notification of payment received email, this time containing another sale for $497. Must have been from yesterday's email newsletter you sent to over 120,000 loyal subscribers. But you've learned not to procrastinate, so you decide to leave reading the email until later and instead send out the new blog post to your subscribers. You effortlessly write a short email in your own writing style, injecting personality without trying to sell anything, and hit send. 10 minutes later, you have 30 plus blog comments from people thanking you for your advice and complimenting you for the quality of the products they bought from you. Now, feeling good about yourself, you check your traffic statistics within your Facebook ads account. Because you understand the value of tracking and have learned exactly how it works, you can see there are a few campaigns making a huge return on investment, or ROI for short, and some campaigns losing money, i.e. a negative ROI. So you turn off the campaigns that are losing money and scale the winners, knowing this will double your sales over the next few weeks and months. After doing this maintenance work, you turn off your laptop and decide to spend the afternoon with your spouse eating lunch, sharing moments and doing what you love, before collecting the kids from school later in the day. When you get home, you chat with the kids about their day and share details about yours. They don't really understand what you do, but they know it makes you happy and helps people around the world. They see that it generates a large income for the family, which provides everyone with a great lifestyle and allows you to live a stress-free life, unlike the soul-destroying job you had before. This scenario sounds like a pipe dream to most, but is a reality to those entrepreneurs, like me, who persevere with the correct methods to build a reliable, consistent, mostly automated online business. Except I don't have any kids yet. But I wasn't given this on a silver platter, and I certainly wasn't some overly exaggerated overnight success story. It all started when I was fresh out of high school in the United Kingdom and getting ready to attend college. I saw a few ads online to make enough money to get a Lamborghini overnight, and I thought to myself, what could go wrong? Apparently, a lot can go wrong. My first website was called Internet Marketing Profit Machine, which is the longest and most scammy sounding name in history, and I thought it would be a great idea to have the design as fire coming up out of the page, with money flying everywhere. I only realized after one of my friends was mocking me that I was giving imagery of setting other people's money on fire. Needless to say, I made no money at all. Not a great start. Then I had to attend college because it was expected of me by my parents and society, and I would be a failure if I didn't. I chose to study marketing because I thought it would help me to start and grow my new online venture successfully. It was supposed to be an exciting and fun time, but the pressure my dad was putting on me to pay the bills and reminding me of the crippling debt made me hate the whole experience. I felt stressed and anxious, but this only made me want to prove him wrong even more. So, I learned as much as I could about growing an online business and started a new venture as an affiliate marketer, selling other people's products to earn a commission on everything I sold. Back then, it was so much easier, and you could do pretty much anything badly and still make a few sales. Specifically, I started out my affiliate marketing venture in the build a chicken coop niche. I'd never owned any chickens, never lived on a farm, and had no desire to, but the little research I'd done told me it was a profitable niche to go into. So naturally, I assumed it was a great fit, despite having zero marketing experience, zero knowledge about the niche, and zero life experience at the ripe old age of 18 years old. After procrastinating for around 9 months by gathering as much information as I could, without doing anything with it, I decided to finally get myself together. I created a review blog for the products in the niche, did a little search engine optimization, or SEO, and started to see traffic in a few days. After a few months, this one website made me my first few sales online, and then my first $100, then my first few $100s. Instead of scaling it further like I should have done, I went back to the internet marketing niche, the name I knew it as back then, but nowadays I prefer the online business niche, and created a new product showing people what I did to make my first few $100s online. Once it was ready, it was finally time to have a launch for it, so I priced it at $997 on launch day. I sat there in anticipation, watching the clock slowly creep up to my 1 o'clock launch time. I couldn't wait to be rich and have my own garage of 3 Lamborghinis. The clock strikes one. My launch announcement email goes out to everyone I can think of. Nothing. I hit refresh a few times. Nothing. 3 hours pass. Still nothing. But then suddenly, I get an email from PayPal with the subject line as notification of payment received. I'd never seen an email like this from PayPal before, so I assumed it was a spam email or some kind of phishing scam, but I opened it anyway. That was the moment my life changed forever. The email was a notification of $997 being deposited into my PayPal account online without me having to go to work or do anything I didn't enjoy. I was ecstatic. If it's possible to make one sale, it's possible to make even more, I thought. At the time, I had a part-time job at a grocery store, Morrison's in the UK, stacking bread and cakes on shelves. I'd go to college from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m, then work at the grocery store from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. I remember feeling like it was soul-destroying, hating every minute I was there, yet putting on a happy face when speaking to people. But after this eye-opening event of having my first near $1,000 day online, I quit my job the very next day. The feeling of handing in my resignation letter at that job was the best feeling in the world. It was like I was meant wanted to do this all my life, and I was finally achieving my destiny. Soon after, I realized that my college course wasn't really helping me grow my business, so I quit college altogether to focus on my online business full time. In hindsight, dropping both my job and college after making just one sale was probably a little premature, but I figured it was finally time to go big or go home. And I'm glad I did. I started learning as much as I could about online businesses while doing freelance work online for other companies with my little experience. Who knows why they hired me, but they did. All it took was setting up a freelancer profile on Upwork.com, searching for jobs that required the little skills I had, and doing the best I could. And that was enough to fund my business from scratch. I remember doing all this work from a tiny desk in my girlfriend's, soon-to-be wife's, parents' house at the time, and being forced to pay rent which I didn't have. Every week I'd feel more pressured to pay rent, and every week that fueled me to avoid myself looking like a failure. Soon enough I had my first $2,000 month, then my first $3,000 month, then my first $5,000 month, which is when I bought my first car, a grey BMW 3 Series. At the impressionable age of 20, I felt it was pretty good going to achieve this from my own hard work, and I was pretty pleased with myself. I was then able to afford to marry my girlfriend, not just in a normal church, but we actually hired out a whole castle for it, with rooms for all the guests and a great party afterwards. At times, I'd lay in bed thinking over how lucky I was. I couldn't believe that I achieved this from a tiny desk without working for anyone else. It was an incredible feeling. Since then, I've perfected my craft through thousands of dollars in coaching and over $500,000 in testing, making well over $2.6 million in sales of online products and services, and rising to around $750,000 per year at the time of writing this book, from home, just by helping people to start and grow their online businesses, while working only a few hours a day and living my dream lifestyle. This is despite not having a clue how to get started, any marketing buddies to rely on, or any kind of startup capital aside from my $50 per week job at the grocery store. To me, being able to help people around the world change their lives for the better is the most important part of what I do, which is why I decided to write this book. I want to give people the same life-changing epiphanies I had, and hopefully I can do the same for you. So, how did I, and do you, get there in the fastest and easiest way possible? What you're about to listen to is a culmination of working with over 250 plus coaching clients, helping over 200,000 plus newsletter subscribers, seeing what works and what doesn't work from over $1 million spent on does X or Y work better type tests, and over 11 years of website and marketing optimization. Or, in other words, this book contains everything I would do if I was starting again from complete scratch, to get the fastest and best results possible. It all starts with a dream.